The name of this interview, of the interviewers, are Daniel Ololoko and Becky Penny. Supporting this interview is Iris Ovi. The name of this interview is Sheila Boomer. Could I ask you to spell that, please?
What, Boomer? B-U-L-M-E-R.
The interview are for the grandchildren of the Blitz Project. The place of the interview is London Bubble. The date is the 12th of October, 2010. The name of this project is Grandchildren of the Blitz. Sheila, can I ask you for the place and date of your birth?
I was born in Rotherhithe, and it was the 20th of May, 1933. So at this moment, I'm 77.
Could you tell me a little bit about how you was feeling during the bombing?
Well, when you're young, Becky, you think your mother and father's going to protect you, so you're not so frightened as I would be now. You'd be terrified, but it wasn't exciting, but you think your mum and dad are going to protect you and nothing can happen to you, because they're there.
Did any of your family friends die in the war?
Not that I remember, but a load. My gran was bombed out, you know, the bombs come down and had to be evacuated. There was people opposite in a shelter that was bombed. It was frightening when I think back now, and the bombs and the aeroplanes, and you always knew, I'm talking too much. You always knew when they're Germans because it was a different sound. And you think, oh Christ, here they come.
Can you tell me a little bit about the bombs? Were they like big noises when...
Oh, and they whistled. There was whistling bombs. And there was old block bombs and incendiary bombs that set light to everything. And ones that made big craters, you know, in the ground. It was horrible when I think back.
What did your house get bombed?
No, but the windows were, it wasn't a house, it was a flat, but the windows were blown in. That was the blast, it was called.
Can you tell me a little bit about the sounds of the bombs?
Well, it was whistling bombs and big explosions. And there was guns in the park that tried to, no, it was for the aeroplanes. But they were horrible. You knew someone was going to die when you heard them coming down.
How did you feel about the war? Was it like, did you want it to happen or like, did you?
Well, I was too young, love, to even think about it. I was six when it started and... we went away, my mother was expecting another baby, so we went just to Hemel Hempstead, and I thought it was the country. And then we come back in 41, at the heart of everything again. But it wasn't nice, that's what I can say. But what worried me mostly was the doodlebugs, the V1s. They used to come over, and when you heard them stop, you knew they were going to come down. They chugged with the flames coming out of at the back of them, like they're behind. They were like robotic planes. There was no pilot in them. They just came. And then they tipped and you knew someone was going to die. And even the V2s were even worse because you didn't hear them coming. It was just an explosion. God, happy days.
Did you stay in any shelters at the time?
Yeah, there was a sandbag shelter in the square where I live, and then there was a brick shelter. Then they made shelters under the flats, And we slept down there, and I had a top bunk. And my head was there, and there was a boy there, and I used to say to my mum, "Oh, Jimmy Fisher's feet smell." So she turned me red. "Oh, Jimmy Fisher." I was about 8, I suppose, but you grew up very quick in the war. And the old ladies used to go over the Albion pub and come back, and then we had chemical toilets. Oh, and the noise. And they used to make going wee. Oh, God. So you did grow up very quick. Nothing was sacred. It wasn't dirty, you just accepted everything.
In time of war, what primary school did you go to?
There was a school over there, St Mary's, which isn't there anymore. It belonged to St Mary's Church. So I was there till I was 15. I didn't pass any scholarships or anything. And I think I left on the Friday and started work on the Monday, because work was easy to come by.
Whereabouts in London did you live?
Round here. Like Rotherhithe, where I live now, actually. I could move, but it's such upheaval. You just don't need it, do you, when you get a certain age?
Is the house that was in the World War still here?
Flats?
Yeah.
Yes. They were built in 36, I think. So that was three years before the war started. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Good.
How was it rationing food out? Like, how was rationing?
Well, you ate things. You ate rabbit, pigeon, offal, brains on toast. I know. I wouldn't eat it now, but you did. Corned beef and Spam, which was ham and pork, wasn't it? Spam. No, you made big suet. My mum used to make big suet puddings, you know, and you filled up with that. And then someone, there was black market as well in the wartime. That if anybody knew someone who was selling something, meat wise, you know. And of course, the men worked in the dock and on the meat. And there was a Jim along the landing. He got an oxtail, which for make a dinner, and he had it down his trousers. So God knows how he walked. I wouldn't know.
Was your father fighting in the war? Like?
No, he was a policeman round Paradise Street. It was round. It's still there, and it's on the corner. It's a house. By Cafe Street.
Did you have any games that you played, like special games?
Yeah, skipping and what else? Five stones, you know, you throw them in the air. Alley gobs, we used to call it. Alley gobs, do you remember?
Five stones.
Yeah, five stones. Bat and ball, cricket, rounders, because you had washing posts in the square. And that was, you could run around the washing post. It was good. We always played together. And then someone turned nasty, and your mum say, in, come in.
Did you go outside a lot when the war started?
Sorry?
Did you go outside a lot when the war started?
Well, outside?
Like outside your house, I've played.
Well, to play, and if your mum wanted any shopping round Albion Street, but you didn't go far. We used to go over to my gran's. She lived in Plaistow, but she was bombed out. Then she was evacuated, and she lived with my Aunt Molly. It was living. You didn't know anything else.
How many siblings did you have?
How many?
Siblings.
None, because my mother was expecting a baby, and we went away to Hemel Hempstead, and she had a full-time boy, £9, but she, all right to tell him, but she had a bad hemorrhage before it was born, and it died. But it was a full-time boy. I was nearly eight. I would have liked a brother, but, you know, it's just one of them things, isn't it? And I regret not asking my mother more. But you didn't, did you, years ago? They used to say, don't be nosy, or pigs have ears, or things like that.
Bomb sites.
Yeah, we used to play on the bomb sites and collect shrapnel. I don't know what is shrapnel, bits of bombs, isn't it? And collect the shrapnel. And we had toy tin hats, and we used to go around and say, put out that light, put out that light.
How big were the holes when the bomb came out?
They were big craters. They were big. I suppose big from that wall to there, what I can remember. They were big.
Do you ask what they did in the shelters?
Did you play games or anything in the shelter?
Yeah, we played Alley Gobs. And if anybody was lucky enough to have a comic, you know, we shared it. And there was a fella in the bank under me. I don't know why he didn't go to war. But he'd say, you got any comics, Sheila? You know, call me up on the top bunk. But the only thing, there was people with asthma in the shelter, so we had the trap door open. So the blast would have come through and killed us all. I used to go down the trapdoor with me dinner.
Dinner?
Yeah, we didn't want to play it.
Was it easy to sleep in the war? Was it kind of hard because you think...
Sorry?
Was it easy to sleep in the war? Or was it hard because any moment a bomb could just come down and hit?
Well, it was hard. And when I was 11... I went to sleep and woke up, a rocket had gone off, I think about 11, and something happened and I got a thing called shingles. You remember, I've had shingles twice, it's like, oh God, it's painful. And but when you're young, and of course you had to pay to go to the doctors, my mother got it better with calamine lotion, and they used to have bits of rag and wrap you up. It wasn't